listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
It again. How about now?
Yeah, you sound pretty good.
All right. What's up? It's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy Mike J. Groovy Drew's not with us today. I got Trav. I got Marissa. We're back with another episode. Hope y'all had a great weekend and a whole great week. And today we're talking about the rise of the soft guy era. We're talking about dating. Why is it just not bad, people? It's just bad decisions. We're going to talk about the election. We're also going to talk about, is it better to have a better half or a better hold? And we're also going to talk about venting to women.
They squeeze out of it.
Well, we're not going to squeeze it in, but hey, we're going to take that part out. So yeah, well, y'all want to start first. Y'all want to talk about soft guy era, how this joke is running into another propaganda for men to act crazy towards women who reject them?
It's not even like, ain't as crazy. It was a joke to like to say, this how y'all. It's like really turn the mirror on somebody else. Like, yeah. Shoot, we gotta say it a long time ago. Do a man, so we need a woman to bring his masculinity out.
Mm-hmm.
So it pretty much that. So it was started off as a joke and ended up getting real popular and a lot of feedback.
A lot of girls got mad and they call the niggas gay and shit. I'm like, goddamn. Yeah.
That'd be the number one bus call there, but it done grow into something else now though.
Yeah, it really done turn into a big ass debate over TikTok and social media and shit. So
yeah.
So, how you feel about it, Marissa?
About what, men being soft?
Like the soft air. It's like basically the man acting like basically having the same requirements. Like if I need a girl who make $100,000 to take care of me.
And like, you know how they like, don't come in my life, you just ain't gonna add to it if you're not gonna add into it and stuff. It's pretty much the same thing.
I feel like it should be some type of benefit when a person is coming to your life. Now, whether it should be a financial benefit or not, I don't really completely agree with that. I guess once we get to the half and whole thing, then we can dive deeper into that. But I don't think anybody should be seeking someone that should take care of them. Like, people should be able to handle things on their own. Like, I feel like you should be financially stable before going into a relationship. You should be mentally stable, emotionally stable. And you know, people have bad days and they'll have, if they've lost someone, they're gonna continue to grieve. They just grieve in different ways, but that shouldn't come off on your partner. So no, I'm not looking for a man that has a certain income to be able to take care of me, but I would want to be with a man that if we decide that we're gonna live together, if my income isn't sufficient to be able to cover everything because I may lose my job, there's a layoff or something like that, his needs to be that way and vice versa. So, I mean, I ain't saying nothing wrong with men having those requirements and standards, but I want a man that's a provider, and it's not just about financial providing. It's the providing security, the emotional stability and all of this stuff. So, we live in a generation where it's a tit for tat thing
That's pretty much what it is. You know, it's like dating don't start, don't win until like not, it's like, it's not dating for like trying to find somebody interested, find for help. But I know it's hard out here, but shit, you gotta start. Like, you should not expect nothing for dating. You is a relationship or something in marriage. You can't go into a relationship dating, just dating entitled. People are just coming out entitled. I need this, I deserve this, I want this, but this ain't how it should be. You know, so how you gonna get, how you can't even, you don't even know the person, but you asking them to take care of you.
Y'all first, didn't fucking first marriage. Two
like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta understand, like, it's like, that why people, like, shoot, it just like, it ain't even like the trauma people, they say they don't wanna be in a bad situation where they get caught up in the stuff, like, or be you. But a lot of times people just be, and shit don't even happen to them. It just be stuff they don't heard on the internet or heard somebody else, somebody else trauma. They using it as their, it's their crutch,
yeah,
in a sense.
They need some kind of guidance, so they look at social media and shit, and they go, "I'll just go off of that that mindset." And then next thing you know, they in a worse situation than they were before. So you can go with the whole trend and all that shit, but next thing you know, you're gonna be missing out on your blessings. So you really just gotta go out there and look for somebody who really likes you genuinely and all that, and feel like you're not like a come up or a stepping stone. And nowadays, a lot of people are looking for stepping stones and, you know, benefits and shit, but niggas ain't really looking for love like that no more. You think about it.
I think people are. They just say, you know, they want people that's agree. People really live two different lives, one online and one offline. The shit they be saying online, this shit don't know how to be in real life for real, for real. Nah. Shit, I don't see nobody making content. I'm dating this rich dude, or I'm dating this rich woman. Like, shoot, ain't nobody making no content like that. Everybody the same thing. Well, I need this. I was required this. Nobody actually making content saying this is what I have. Nobody. It's very few got this experience. This got those experience from people they say they want. Quote unquote say they want from the internet. They just experience from they hear or see this shit. Like, it's only this shit. It's about six figures. What, it's 8% black? Blacks make 8%, eight guys at six figures. But everybody want the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, they do make content. They just hide it because they got their sugar daddy in the background. They ain't on be funding them trips and shit and all that stuff. Or the man be with a sugar mama and all that stuff. I mean, everybody be hiding. Everybody gonna post their low lights. They always gonna post the highlights. And they be living the facade and all that shit. So you can go ahead and live off that shit. That's why a lot of these younger generation all fucked up, because these rappers and they living off loans and shit, and they think that's the life. So you really gotta go ahead and just see what you want and start going up wherever, because whatever you're chasing may not be for you, and it could be the destination for that person. But niggas gonna do their own thing.
But
what they said,
you breaking up, Mike.
I'm breaking up.
Yeah.
Is it better?
Yeah, better than that.
No, what I'm saying is, what they said, drizzle, drizzle.
Yeah.
What the fuck that shit? I don't know what they said. They said drizzle, drizzle, and all that shit. Like, basically, they'll say, I'm having a rough day. I just need this and all that. And then he'd be like, I blocked the girl because she's not sending me money. Some niggas are just playing with the shit. Some niggas really took that shit to heart. And some women wrote think pieces. And that's one thing. I hate think pieces on God dang social media. This shit just like, this shit ain't gonna change. You just really want to vent.
It's a joke. It just really showing it really showing that what people are, how people are nowadays. Like, shoot, you can, like say, can't be coming in. Yeah, you get some stuff, like you get stuff from unless you're cool, but you shouldn't come in as an expectation. Y'all together, y'all working together, you know what I'm saying? You get a lot more done if y'all work together than with somebody else. One person got lame doing everything, you gonna get tired of that person. Somebody gonna get tired either, because you ain't gonna never see that person. That person always working, or the person who doing all the working gonna get tired of always doing everything. So shoot, it's gonna come to a head sooner or later.
Yeah, it just seemed like you said, I seen you posted one time, why is always like black man and a black woman always going at it. Like, why can't we really just can't have, like, come to an agreement? It's like a tit for tat thing. It's just jokes and shit, but some of this shit be getting like, well, all these niggas ain't shit. All these women ain't shit and all that shit. And like, you base one woman that have hurt your heart or one dude that fucked up your experience, you gonna take it out on the millions that could be, you know, there for you because of a bad experience. So, I don't know why people think that shit. I mean, sometimes you just gotta go out there and really just go out there and just look and date and shit. But if you're gonna go over different philosophies, because it's like every year is a different trend for like relationships and all that. But,
Find out what works for you and stick with it. Like, shit, this shit work for you, huh? That's the thing. Shit, what works for everybody, work for some. What work for everybody that might not work for you.
It ain't. You gotta be in your own
way. What works for some don't work for all. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Cause shit, it seems like everybody don't want to be on one accord. Everybody want the same thing. Like, you can have a conversation with somebody. What you require out of a relationship? Like, I want to provide. Like you said, most don't know what provide is. Like, money can't lead a family. Shit, god dang. Yeah, sex don't make up for being able to be a nurturer or take care of the family. Like, you know what I'm saying? The shit we require of each other, well, social media require of each other, it don't work like that. This man, he got, man, yeah, he got money, but he be a damn fool. He'll fuck up the money. Shit, a fool, like I said, a fool with his money. He don't know how to lead family. What, a family going through a crisis, you don't know how to lead his family out of this crisis. Your son, your kids going through something, you don't know how to talk to your kids. You know what I'm saying? Being a father is all about direction and vision, how you going to lead this family. Shoot, like, it's like, shoot, you have money, but still, you have money, still be in a bad place. Because you see all the time, these rich people, their kids be all out of chain, they be going through so much crisis and stuff because they making money, lead the family. Money cannot lead the family. It's a resource, not a guidance.
So they just really buying the love. They ain't really getting the respect.
Yeah,
it's about no money. So, yeah. Nowadays, it ain't worth shit. Fuckers want shit.
Shit, increasing here. Shit, you got a lot of it. Nobody said, even the damn, like I said, shit, ain't no such thing. Really, oh, no sugar daddy no more shit. Old people, unless they were mean now, shit, they can't pull a trick off all like that like they used to back in the day. Shit, damn big bag of chips, $8, not $10. Shit, they can't do shit like they used to can do.
You see that? Here?
We last time we went grocery shopping.
Shit, I saw $5 bag. I want you to see these damn $10 bags.
Shit, that shit like $8, not $7,
$8. that shit crazy. Nah, them motherfuckers, yeah, like you said, everybody going chasing things. The whole American dream, they said that shit dead. Whole middle class is dead is what they saying. But
yeah,
we gonna see how this shit gonna play out. But yeah, it's just a joke. You know, people get hurt. You know, hit a dog, it's gonna fucking holler and shit. But it's always the attack of, oh, you're gay. It's like, either you're defending you with gay people or you just gonna use it as an attack. Because like nowadays, people are more concerned about somebody's sexual preference than anything in the world.
Yeah, that's the number one thing most of them go to, where they debate like if they don't agree with a dude or something, like, oh, you gay, you must be undercover, something like and shit. Like, that's the number one witchcraft. That's the number one. See, that's number one witchcraft. Number one thing go to there.
It's like you can't really have, like, motherfuckers just want to argue instead of debate. You can have a debate. And y'all can, you know what I'm saying, come to a common ground, but still disagree. It's like nowadays, motherfuckers want to dismiss the whole entire person if you, like, disagree with one thing that they got going on. You'll just dismiss the whole person. It's ignorant as fuck.
Yeah. People don't got no shit. It's communication. I'll go back to communication. A lot of people don't know how to communicate. They just hear to respond.
Yeah. You just want to be the loudest person in the room. And get the attention. Sometimes that's just, and a lot of people just want attention and shit too. So,
what was a joke? It took off to a lot more. It grew into something else, but it really was just a joke from from what I seen, what a joke then now. It's serious, like to the point that like they think it's a whole uproar. Yeah, there is some dudes like that that act like that, like shit, what you bring to the table and stuff and all that, like, but it we started off as a joke that it grew into something else online.
Yeah. And them niggas be joking and making videos. One nigga get up there, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. This is what he should have been doing. I said, nigga, it's just a joke. God damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he about to go fuck somebody's life up. Shit.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, shit. Crazy follow up.
These niggas crazy.
Strangers. Strangers. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. It's a fucking joke. Calm the fuck down. Dating ain't that bad. It's just bad decisions, people. Like we said that before when we say it's all men ain't shit or you just making bad decisions.
It most bad decision shit because everybody, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get out your own way. It's like with dating too, like if you keep having same goddamn look to me doing the same thing, sometimes you gotta get out your way and choose different. Like you see what you say, Marissa, you see them yellow flags. You see them yellow flags when they turn red. So
yeah.
A lot of times shoot, they see it be annoying. You know you in love, you didn't know all this shit. But you think you in love or in
life. People ignore certain stuff because they like the person. I seen a video on TikTok the other day and the guy was saying when you like people it end up having you in situations that you shouldn't be in just because you like somebody.
Yeah.
Like you can like certain things about somebody or you can just like a person, but they can be just, they might not just be a good person or they might not be a good mate. Like they can be likable, but can you really see yourself building a future with them? And I think you don't settle in a relationship anyways, but some people settle for the wrong reasons and for the wrong stuff.
Yeah. And then when that falls apart, it's everybody's fault. Everybody gets dating bad. Like you keep doing the same shit, you fucking same look. Like, you know what I'm saying? You obviously see this. Like you gotta start lying to yourself and like, dang. Now I don't know, why have I seen this before? Yeah, and it's crazy. Every people can recite a book or a movie or a song.
What you said, give them the blueprint.
and they can recite all this shit, but they can't see the same pattern they just did a few months ago. A few of last year. Like you gotta start paying attention. I think if you dating to experienced people, you gotta learn. Like you can't keep following the same trap over time. What the old folks say, keep stepping in the same shit twice. Like you can't keep doing that.
You gotta learn,
when you start getting that, you gotta listen to your intuition. Everybody have intuition. Listen to their gut feeling. So shit. So you would know, like, hey, this ain't for me. Like, especially now, I don't think dating is bad. It just changed. Like you gotta, like, it ain't like, and it changed. It changed to a point that like you don't gotta go out no more. Everybody at your fingertip now.
Yep.
So shit.
Fucking 20-mile radius. Now you can talk to anybody around the world. So
around the world, yeah.
Everybody wants that fucking 90s love, that old school love and all that shit. That shit gone. That shit is gone. You gotta learn how to adapt. And sometimes you're gonna find somebody who's looking for the same thing too. And then the chemistry works. Hey, and it's a beautiful thing. Next thing you know it, you may end up with the wrong person. But don't let that steer you from dating or saying that this certain type of people or this certain type of gender ain't shit or the race ain't shit because you had a bad experience. Because at the end of the day, people going to have their own mindset. They're going to have their whole wavelength. You ain't going to change the motherfucker. You can tell the motherfucker till their face turn blue. If that motherfucker don't want to change, they ain't going to change.
A person I want to change for themselves. Oh, shit. A person can only, you know what I'm saying? A person you date can only suggest or, you know what I'm saying, kind of help you with change, but you ain't gonna change until you change within you. Like, a person can't change. You like, a person change for a moment, but shit, after a while they can convert back to who they were
or who they always been.
So you never change nobody.
A
person I want to change. Ain't about change. You gotta have discipline. A lot of people now, especially with being sexual and stuff, you gotta be disciplined, because if you're not disciplined, shit, you're gonna fall for anything. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you're gonna fall for a feeling. Shit, once you, when it's feeling, you're gonna be this shit like an 80s crack. You're always gonna be searching that feeling. You gotta be, you know what I'm saying? Practice discipline. And shit, that's just with your mind, anybody. That's just not with your body. You gotta do both.
Yeah. Like, shit. Cause they said they, I saw something. They said you give a man fucking food, money, and entertainment, and all the pussy he want, he ain't gonna do shit. He just gonna be caught up in the same lifestyle.
Yeah, he will. If he ain't disciplined, he will.
I'm saying he ain't gonna do nothing. He ain't gonna do shit because he just gonna stay complacent. Because hey, I'm getting money, I'm getting food, I'm getting pussy. I might as well just stay where I'm at.
See, that way that's going to that next discussion. Oh, you got to have a better hold and shit. And like people saying, like, end with the day shit. Everybody saying day so bad, but everybody like, fuck. So how dating is bad, everybody like, fuck. shit don't add up in my
fucking
eyes.
Doesn't equivalate to dating.
I know, but shit, it's still a big decision. Shit, I love
what that. You say, fucking and don't equivalate to dating?
No, because like that post that be on Facebook that be like, ain't no good men out here, but y'all stay pregnant. It don't take a man to get you pregnant. It just takes a man to
5 minutes.
Like,
that's it.
Well, because I remember, I think you posted it, Trey. You said, who has it hard out here when it comes to dating men or women? And I think it's women, because a man, once he busts his nut, he move on to the next. Because, like you said, when fucking, yeah, it's not like dating, but it's still an intimate practice. Some people are not going to be attached to it, but somebody going to hit that soft spot and somebody going to catch feelings eventually.
I think some men have a hard dating, like, you know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Some men at a certain age.
I think healed, wholehearted, genuine men have it hard. These anxious men don't have it hard.
True.
But yeah. The good men that are, like, so hard to find it, know what it is that they want and willing to be everything that a woman wants, they have it hard. I think men have it harder. Good men have it harder with women, because a lot of women haven't healed and gotten up stuff from their past, so they got a wall up. So they're a good man, but it's just a hard time for him to knock down this wall.
Knock that wall, chip away.
He ain't the reason that the wall is there.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't think that too. Like, men do really have hard, especially one genuine.
Not
one.
All men.
Good man. Yeah.
You gotta lock in on that part.
I'll run some other. No, ain't shit, man. They make it hard.
They got the smooth talking and they can finesse somebody. They got their picket women.
Yeah.
They get any woman they want because they got a pickup. But they end up fucking them good women over.
Yeah. And they be ruined. Like, I say, it take one ain't shit man to ruin a woman. God. And then what crazy, that one ain't shit man gonna ruin by in his lifetime can ruin 100 women. At least 50.
But I really think the cycle starts with an ancient woman ruining a man. And
they
don't know how to let it go. So
they
know what happened to them when they was 14, 15, and they take it out on every woman throughout their life until they're down 45. I used to always say I wanted a daughter, but if I have a child, I want a son so I can teach him how to heal and get over stuff.
Yeah, that's probably their mom, too. To Nah, they damn so low. That one heartbreak with shit. I'm finna dog head woman. I see shit, man. You can't be like that. You gotta teach, man. You gotta roll with the punch. Life ain't already gonna work in your favor. Like, shoot. You know what I'm saying? Cause
just let it go. She hurts you.
Yeah, let's see.
That's
why I say people can't get advice from hurt places. And that's what's going on a lot, too. People trying, everybody trying to get advice from hurt places. I don't want to get on hurt ass advice. Because you ain't gonna never find a solution to the problem. You just gonna try to add that shit that's gonna add to the problem. Don't leave him. Do this. Me, this man ain't this man. Oh, this woman will cause you like that shit don't do no add throwing more fuel to the fire. And shit, that we at now. the shit that's ain't crazy. Right.
This sad ass post. Like,
well, man, we be gonna hear that shit though. Like, goddamn. Get your shit together. We grown. Hell, go get therapy. Go got a new something. Get your shit together. You gonna spend weird shit. Time on this earth is short as hell. You gonna spend damn 80% of us sad and upset by the heartbreak and shit. Get over that shit. This shit
yeah, go. Yeah, this generation don't value time at all.
Well, shit, they don't bother hell. That shit, life comes at your heart.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta get your shoes on, go ahead, just go out, and work on yourself, and just go on, just be the better person you can be.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do is start feeling sorry for yourself. You start feeling sorry for yourself, you ain't gonna see no light. So, man, just so you gotta get up and dust yourself out like shit. The day was bad and tomorrow might be better.
Shit. Maybe even worse. But still move on.
Got to, shit. What you gonna do? Ain't shit gonna change till you change. Shit, having a pity party for yourself ain't gonna do shit for you.
Right, be sad for a few minutes and then get back up and go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you gotta know what I'm saying? Like I said, this time on this earth is short as hell. People dying every day. You gotta, gotta do something better. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could cry like you cried me in tears, but shit ain't gonna change no situation. What happened in the past? But you can determine what's gonna happen in the future.
Shit, look at OJ. Nigga got out of jail and lived his life to the fullest.
Yeah, too. Shit, you can't let shit just keep you down. You gonna be a prison to your trauma. You gotta get over that shit. Everybody
gonna
do some kind of
drugs. Do not use alcohol drugs.
You gotta get over that shit though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Too many people are still holding on to shit that don't care. Like, if they don't know, that shit gonna be there your whole life. You're gonna be 60, 50 years old. Damn life be down there over. Still holding on to shit that happened to you 13, 14, 20. And it been all these years later. You let that shit go.
And it wasn't even that damn bad when you think about it. Sometimes you look at it, it wasn't that bad.
Man, so that way you gotta let shit go. Go on, move on. Like, come on, shit. What you gonna do? You gotta make a decision sooner or later. Everybody in life, you gotta make a decision. You gotta make a decision, make yourself happy. Nobody can make you happy. You can't make yourself happy.
Like, God damn it, just go out and pray and just go out. Don't be all suicidal and stuff. Hey, there's always a brighter day.
And I always want shit. And shit, unless you want to rain on your day head. And I always know there's always a better option to be sad. Shit, there's a whole lot of shit to do. Yeah. And don't have to borrow alcohol or shit. Do something for yourself. Start a task. Do something to make you feel better. Like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Start a project or anything. Like, shit, having a pity party ain't gonna change shit.
And be scared of doing what, when you feel nervous, just do it while you're nervous. And if you're scared as hell, do it while you're scared as hell. And see what the fuck happens.
You gotta make decisions, you know. Everybody gotta make decisions, be happy. No matter what, happening in life. But moving on.
I do have a question, though. Like, because I had this conversation with my coworker. Like, when you had kids and shit, and you talk about the shit you did back in the day, like, if you have a daughter. You got to sit down. I was like, shit. Sometimes you just got to tell them the real thing about what the boys do, what I did, and all that shit.
You can give your daughter, I feel like that. You can give your daughter all the game. Somebody still going to got it, right? But once somebody still going to run game on. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be okay because she got like, it ain't her getting game ran on her. It's just what you learn from this situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? This going back to learning from your mistake. What you learn from this experience. And you don't like about experience. You got to learn from every experience you have in life. If you got taken advantage of a dude around, slick talked you, what did you learn from this?
Something's going to be the same.
Shit.
That nigga ain't shit. Not all niggas ain't shit. That nigga ain't shit.
You ain't nobody learn that shit. Like, you ain't nobody got dang, what's it called?
So boy, that trauma is real. You may think it ain't, but that shit is. got people out here really think all niggas ain't shit.
Shit, you gotta let that shit, that's on there. You gotta let that shit go though.
Some niggas really be mad at women. They really be in their feelings and shit. Be ready to just take everybody out because they upset about a woman.
Yeah, so shit, they gotta hear from that's on there. They gotta hear from that shit. They gonna hold on to it forever. Just got, man, what you gonna do? Shit, you gonna take everybody out then? Shit, where they gonna fall? Your ass gonna be, you gonna be in your situation. And just hell in jail. So shit, that shit don't mean shit.
Hey, y'all niggas, tighten up the fuck up, tighten up. But yeah, where was that? I know we was talking about. Did we even, I mean, we touched on it, but you're saying your better half and your versus your better whole?
Oh, yeah.
Like, basically, when you said that, are you saying, like, somebody's there half the time or just that person is just going to be there for you?
Nah, you want, better half is like, in days in relationships and marriage, whatever, like, shit, some days, shit, you ain't gonna be number about 30-40%. So if you got another half, shit, once they pour into you, shit, they ain't got nothing left. So that's why you need another hole. Like, cause I feel like, shit, I can pass the ball. I know she gonna score, hold it down. I can take it off night. I know she gonna handle the business that need to be handled. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about financial. I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, emotionally, and let's be, you know what I'm saying? They pick me up and speak life to me sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the difference between a half and a whole, because shit, a half, shit, they ain't gonna give you them a half. And that half ain't always gonna be half. That shit gonna be, what, 30%, sometimes 20%. So once they pull that half and you, shit, what up? So that was, you gotta have another whole. Two holes make a goddamn team. Two halves don't make shit with one person.
Healing is so important.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Two depressed people can't be fit together.
Mm-mm.
And a depressed person that ain't willing to work on themselves and a healed person together, that depressed person ain't gonna do nothing but bring that healed person down.
Yeah,
they'll put a whole lot of strain on the mind, and then next thing you know, everything's gonna be a crash course.
Gonna be a crash course. That's what I say. You gotta have holes, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit. A whole man.
People gotta understand that it's not your mate responsibility to carry you in certain aspects of life. Like, there are people out here that are trained and certified to be able to help you through certain things.
Yeah.
You can speak life into a person, but if they ain't willing to accept what you're saying and they ain't gonna receive it, then you're just wasting your breath.
Yeah, shit. Like, you gotta, like I said, you gotta receive it and put it to action. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said you gotta be two whole person, because even the person speaking life to you every day, shit, ain't nobody do that. Shit, the screen is like gonna be.
Like,
I'm
in every morning, and you hit me back with some negative shit while I'm giving you out in positivity, and you ain't trying to hear it. I can get it, like, the first time I said you ain't getting it, and you ain't receptive to it. But damn, let this shit marinate and then be willing to see what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we are Wisconsin. So they were saying that my better half shit, I think it's bullshit. I got a better whole person, you know what I'm saying? So shit, like, I know, like I said, on my off, my days, I'm off feeling down shit. Oh, shit, she got, like, come on, I need you to come in and drop by 40. Shit, come in and help us win the game. You know what I'm saying? The same, and vice versa. Like, shoot, when she weak, shit, I got us.
Yeah.
I got us too.
Y'all balance each other out.
Yeah. It's like, you got, you know what I'm saying? Like, how I call her. She's my better old, because shit, like, she.
And you been out there
for what's go?
You said what?
He better not ever fumble or fuck nothing
with her. Yeah, well, I say, like, shoot, like, you know what I'm saying? You need that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That balance. And you should know about that, Mike. You're a leap. So, shit, that balance is what's called. You know what I'm saying? A relationship got to stay balanced. And we ain't, like, going again. We ain't talking about no money, none of that shit. None of that shit like that. Well, then that's in your mind, that's talking about balance is important in a relationship. You gotta keep that, how you keep things leveled and stable.
Yup. You gotta keep the peace. When the shit gets lopsided, this shit gonna go to a damn train wreck. But like you said,
and it's not really about keeping the peace, just because peace to some people can be not saying certain things because you're walking on eggshells around your mate because you know they're so fragile. That's not keeping the peace. That's disturbing your peace.
Yeah, you're gonna be pulling your hair out.
Keeping the peace with your mate is going to disturb your peace. That's not, that ain't keeping the peace.
Well, what I meant by that, I meant like the chemistry and everything.
No,
like,
I wasn't saying you were completely wrong about it.
No. I get you. Like, I was just, I get what you're saying. I was just trying to, saying basically like when you do that shit, you gotta have the chemistry. But like some people take that shit, like they could be depressed too. But it seems like when you had enough and you leave, and you're gone, then they start appreciating when you're gone. Like, some people don't, they take that shit for granted. And when they take that shit for granted, it's like, my absence is gonna affect you. And you don't see it until it's gone. Like, a lot of people don't see that shit, that support system. Okay, you feeling down, you feeling depressed, and you trying to, you know, encourage them, trying to lift them up. And then when they don't appreciate it, and then you just had enough and you leave, then they're gonna be like, damn, that person was really for me.
They see it. They just don't appreciate it right then. They just think they think you gonna leave. Shit, people, they know like shit. You see what going on? Know what I'm saying? You see, I believe everybody know when they running a person off or physically causing harm to a person, mental and shit. You can see when a person ain't the same no more. You see when a person is like shutting down and stuff. Like, you can see that shit. Some people just choose to do that and be that person. So shit, like, you know what I'm saying? That's why anybody, I recommend anybody get up out of a situation that is not good for them. Cause like the person who causing that can actually see it. Like you cannot be around a person every day or be around your person or be with your person and not see them deteriorating. Like that shit bullshit. They say they see it, they don't see it and it's too late. Nah, you saw that shit. You just didn't acknowledge it because that shit was doing something for you, supplying your needs. So, but shit, people see that shit.
And the next thing you know it, you're going to see them flyer on somebody else? Are you going to see that flyer grow? Or you going to be hurt?
Shit, only got to see it go. Shit, a person just in a piece, shit going to hurt them. Shit, they just happy. They be with nobody and still. They see them doing good. Like, that shit gonna hurt them. Like, shit. People are caught up in their, what I'm gonna do. Shit, let this shit go for real.
I really feel like people should know that they got a shot at life.
You got to, you know what I'm saying? Shit, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody should know that shit.
Some people don't. People really got fucking mental health problems.
Man, I ain't do but shit. Even people mental health problems.
No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Travis. But you know, like niggas that be just pathological liars. Like them motherfuckers just, you and narcissists, you just can't help a motherfucker. Them motherfuckers gotta get some help or some shit. Not saying that's a justification of their behavior. Not justification, but you know, justifying their behavior and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers really, like they said, like Marissa said, go get some help, some therapy. Because it ain't no excuse, but still, them niggas fucked up. Yeah, if you was a narcissist, leave.
Man, she even lost no decisions they make. They just they just choose to do the shit. And you just gotta walk away from that shit. Like, you gotta trying to leave. You know what I'm saying? Every person needs to realize that shit. Oh, it's time for me to go. Shit, it's like for a narcissist, shit, you know, it's time for me to go. This shit ain't serving me no perfect no more.
You know, people be wearing masks until like 6 months into the relationship. You gotta play your part. That's a good point. Great point. You talking about the election? Or?
Shit.
She can't get them. So, I shut the fuck up.
Can't get them. They can't get it. To me. I feel like you can't get. Honestly, you just can't. You gonna get better. You can't get too much worse. Yeah, you get too much worse. Shit,
putting that red head on, man.
Shit, ain't about a red head. I got to do worse than me. Shit.
That was my my old mentor said. He said you need to vote for whoever's gonna put the most money in your damn pocket. That's what everybody's saying. I'm not saying who I'm gonna vote for. I just gotta weigh my options. You really gotta look into it. But I know one thing. This part of the this ain't it.
Yeah, first guy, you gotta handle your local election first. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you put the right person in, then the Senate and all that shit. All that shit gonna matter.
What do you feel? What do you think, Marissa, about the election?
About voting?
This is like, man, you ain't got to say who you want to vote for, but how you feel like with this election term?
Oh,
this
whole presidency? Don't vote. Y'all probably about to get mad at me because I don't vote because I just really feel like people with politicians, they say one thing, but then it ends up being something else. The local elections and the state officials are, to me, is more important than like the presidential election. But I actually feel like Trump gonna win again. I don't think Biden gonna win a second term.
Hell no, he ain't. Let's be real.
Let's just be real.
He
man.
Won the first time just because
Georgia,
you know, with him being black and his association with President Obama, and he had a female vice president. Like, but I don't think he gonna win the second time. He might.
I don't see it. She fucked up right here. He might pull out a little something. Shit fucked up right here.
And nigga, this whole term that made me feel old, cause I really go to the start like, damn, this shit high. This shit don't make no damn sense.
It ain't just about that. It's like everything increases. Like shit. It like goddamn, this should not be this much. I'm living should not even cost this much.
This shit crazy. You go to like you said, you go to Atlanta, you spend $100.
You spend more than that here. Shit, you spend like shit going through there. That shit cost a little more than that.
Shit. We went to the damn Flying Biscuit. And I told my coworker, I said, look, I said, you go to Atlanta, you got to pay for parking. You come here, you just park anywhere the fuck you want to. It's like everywhere you go, like the housing, they send the American Dreams there. They say you need almost close to. Well, I'm pretty sure this is like they blowing it out of proportion, but it's all about money management. But they saying you need to be middle class, you gotta have like 130 or 140 to be in middle class.
Yeah, but that's about right, shit.
You think if you got some kids and you take care of them?
That is the American dream. That is the American damn, because with the kids and dog and all that shit. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Shit. Cause you gotta think of a lot of shit you gotta pay, shit, taxes, all that. Yeah, that's about right.
Fuck it. And get this money. Go ahead and get it good. But yeah, I'm we gotta weigh it out. Like you said, it's all about the local, you know. But at the end of the day, we already know. I probably know what the outcome is. I know I'm just doing early voting. I ain't with all that. Waiting in line this election, because I already know some shit about may pop off, God forbid, allegedly, and all that shit, but I ain't with that shit. A lot of tension. A lot of tension around here. So, y'all be safe out there when y'all go vote.
Shit. Yeah, I guess we'll wrap it up right now. You got anything else?
Hey, y'all ain't got anything else?
That was quick.
Oh, we got some.
We got some. Okay, so let me just say this, and I saw
this.
But I
ain't saying she ain't. I just don't know if she is or not.
Understand that, and I know K. Michelle, beautiful young lady. I saw this shit on Twitter, and then I saw a lot of men. I saw a number of men say, "Do not vent to women. Do not vent to women. Do not vent to women." Hey, look. Hey, you got to pick and choose if you're going to vent to so-and-so. Because you can vent to family members, they going to go back and tell that shit and all that shit. Stop listening to one person's philosophy and going by it, using it as the grain. And stop fucking telling everybody your business. If you feel like, even if it's your closest best friend, you got to know that that person because people can switch up at any given time. And so this mug, you gonna say she's like, a man convinced me she's gonna lose attractiveness to him because she feels like he's weak and shit.
She said, "Someone,
yeah, cry." So he gonna cry in front of you or vent and then cry. Some women gonna be turned off about it. That's gonna be them. And then there's gonna be some women that's gonna love you for that. So that's her preference, but at the same time, stop getting mad what another person says, because I'm pretty sure we say a lot of shit that people don't like, but it is what it is.
As a woman, here's my view on it. I love a man that can show his emotions. But if you gonna cry about every little thing, and
you'll be a little bitch. I'm sorry.
Be a little bitch.
You using tears as a way to get out of conversations and disagreements, and that's your defense mechanism is to cry. I'm not gonna think of you. But I don't have. I like a man that can show emotion. Like I've seen men cry that I've been involved with. I know how to make certain men cry that I've been involved with. Like, I know what to say and what to do to trigger them to make them cry, not saying I'm just gonna do it. But I didn't feel unsafe when they cried, because it's all about balance. And that's why we a lot of women saying that they're masculine, because they need a man to bring them out of that masculinity. So do we bring you out of it by being feminine? Because that's where the balance
good
comes.
Point.
A woman is supposed to be nurturing and feminine, but how is he supposed to bring you out of that masculinity? Yes, you're supposed to feel safe with him, but most of them are masculine because they have this wall up. That's the only thing wrong with them. Y'all are masculine because y'all haven't healed. And I can say that because I used to have so many masculine features that came out because I haven't healed.
That makes sense, because
that's real.
Even a man being masculine, and you already masculine, that's not gonna make you less masculine. That doesn't make sense. Cause shoot, like,
I don't want a completely hardened man, because I need somebody that can give me some balance. Because if you always hard, how can you receive my sensitivity? How can you be sensitive when I need you to be sensitive? If I'm crying and you harden, you gonna tell me to stop crying, and you gonna feel like I'm weak, and then I'm gonna feel like I need to hold my tears in all the time. Like, no, balance is important. But I don't feel like no man should cry to drop up a dime about everything. But if you done experienced death and you grieving or something like that, cry in front of me. You got fired from your job and you upset and you wanna cry about it, cry about it. But if I'm calling you out on some shit that I don't like that you did, and you just gonna cry, no, that ain't with them.
Well, I'm gonna throw a temper tantrum.
I'm asking you why you still communicate with your ex, or why you still doing something you told me you weren't gonna do, and you just burst out into tears. No, that's fake, and that's some punk ass bitch ass shit. So,
everybody just leave me. Everybody leave me. Everybody do the same way.
Why you tripping? God damn.
Because what do you mean everybody leaves you? Also, you got attachment issues. You got issues with people always leaving you. Go to therapy. Go get some help. So, have y'all cried in front of y'all women?
About some personal shit, yeah.
But not currently. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if I have need to, if it was, I can. But like, it just ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Like it's something tragic. Like, say tragic happened, like something going through some shit. Like, it's real. You just gotta let some things out. Yeah.
Well, I guess I should have raised the question of, in y'all relationships, do y'all feel safe and secure enough in those relationships to cry in front of y'all?
Yeah.
Well, Trev, I know you do, because I don't care. I ain't even met your girlfriend in person. I just feel like she talks to you.
I'm
just saying, don't cut that part out, make sure she hear it. But no, her energy is amazing. Like, even when she did the podcast with us, like, her energy gives off this warm, healthy space, and I'm sure she's that friend is like,
she
didn't
want everybody
to
go with
her.
Yeah,
her
she
friends,
is.
They feel safe with her.
They really do.
I can read.
Exactly how it is.
Yeah,
because
you knew where I was going before I got here, so y'all know you feel like that. I didn't ask, but I knew you did.
Yeah,
you gotta have that. Yeah, because if y'all gonna do that for the long run, you gonna have some days where you gonna be like, you gotta let some shit out. Some niggas gonna, like you said, they gonna harden up and they gonna fucking pass the fuck out because they got so much build up emotion.
Yeah, they ain't talk. They ain't talk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel vulnerable.
Yep. Shit, let this shit out. But like she said, don't cry about every little damn thing. You look like keeping good in June.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, peace, man. Talk to your lady, man. Talk to friends and all that shit. But be careful. Sometimes some people gonna use that shit against you. But at the same time, don't be afraid to. Just know who to do it with.
Yeah, you know the worst, guy. You know, so ain't nothing the worst, guy. Like, as long as something, they can help you. They just don't be worst, girl.
Your partner is not your dumping ground, or your psychiatrist, or your therapist, or your counselor. And it's not their responsibility to carry you emotionally. Yes, they can be there for you, but you shouldn't want to put that burden on them. That don't mean whole things in. Just go get the help.
Yeah, you're a good therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And having talks and all that stuff. Get the shit evaluated.
Yeah, proper communication is always important. You know what I'm saying? Shit, like, you gotta be able to discuss those gray areas.
Gotcha.
And proper communication is good in any type of relationship, whether it's platonic or a romantic relationship, or even if it's just a sexual relationship. Like, you gotta have the proper communication.
I'm just telling somebody that today because they said they had a. I ain't gonna put a bit on that.
What the hell?
Well,
I'm gonna tell them.
You ain't setting up to send the business out without putting the name.
So basically, they say like they had a sexual relationship with this person for over a period of time. They said the person really liked them and they liked the person, but they couldn't like get to the point, like it was too late to saying they were like they couldn't get to the point to communicate properly to have I want something more than sex. But I was told, like, y'all spent all this time having sex, but y'all couldn't communicate properly. Even in that type of situation, you still have to communicate. So how you know me? I'm a realist. I'm like, tell both of y'all 30s, both of y'all some bullshit, because y'all could just easily communicate that with each other. Like, it's like, I don't see, like, how that was a problem for real.
Somebody was
lying. They couldn't communicate. Like, y'all, even though y'all just want to have sex, y'all could have communicated that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
The motherfuckers be like, it took some time. It developed some feelings. It developed the first time y'all had it.
Yeah. But that's over a period of time now. I get that one, two times, maybe, and then y'all don't need to communicate. But y'all been doing this shit like every once in a while.
I ain't gonna
lie. Oh, yeah.
You do that shit.
Yeah, not every once in a while. Every month,
you're
like, yeah.
Somebody was bound to say something.
Yeah, like, cause you like it to that point, y'all like each other now. If it happened that often, y'all in an unofficial relationship. Y'all just getting to tell each other.
Why? Because they just have a seat.
But now they were doing
back,
like all the time.
Back,
yeah. Like, yeah.
That don't mean they're in a relationship. Maybe they just enjoy sex with each other.
Nah, but they say that like, she's like
the sexual relationship as a defense. Like, they be knowing they want more, but they just agree to the sex because they don't know what the other person wants, and they don't want to be rejected by the other person by saying, I want more than
that. Yep. And that wasn't war, but they both want to like each other, though. They really wanted more, but they were scared.
You must have mediated it for them.
Nah, man, like, they told about the same thing. Yeah, I do, but they didn't tell me. Like, they liked each other. I didn't know that was going on. Like, shit, y'all should get ran with it. I just told him, reach back out. See what's up. Shit.
Go on,
might be the person.
Some niggas be scared. And yeah. motherfuckers really be caring about what other people think who they date, and that's some sad shit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember somebody we know, they was afraid of dating somebody because they were afraid of, because she was a heavy set girl. I was like, man, go ahead and get that shit. Stop doing that shit. People be really thinking about that shit. So you having sex, if the sex is good and y'all communicating is clicked and all that shit and y'all having a good ass time, fucking do that shit. Don't be afraid. See how it go. You know, do what old the Ripper would say. Ask questions. Oh, it's real shit though. Nah, for real, because if they doing it back to back, I understand what you're saying. Some people can have sex and be like, somebody will be like, okay, I don't have to have no strings attached, but I'm getting free sex and I can go talk to other people and shit. Some people can be very tender with that shit, but if you doing it like back to back, like I done fucked you Monday, you done came over Tuesday, we chilling, then Wednesday we fucking, then Thursday we fucking, and Friday we fucking, you might as well say, hey, what we gonna do? The sex is
try it out, fucking, shit.
Yeah, fucking and sex, yeah, okay. Still an intimate act.
Might as well, but yeah, like, they gotta be careful with those feeling. They be careful here, like, no, be able to communicate with, like, let's say, in any type of situation like that, be able to communicate what you really want.
So, yeah, like you said, hit them back, shit, hit them back, do it. Are missing out on the best moments of your life.
And I told her, I said, you might be missing out on your person.
But yeah. Don't be afraid to speak up on your feelings. Rejection isn't the end of the world.
No, you're right.
Get it out there. Mm-hmm. The response that you want is okay.
Yup. Just move the fuck on. Too many people out here.
Yeah, it is. Let's, yeah, let's make sure. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, like you said, no, it's not the end of the world.
You said what?
No, it's not the end of the world.
No, it's not.
Whatever else you don't want, it's not the end of the world either. Like, shit, you gotta.
Just because she said, okay, you're just not my type, you're just not her type, and don't try to force it. You force it, you're gonna look stupid. Just move the fuck on. But,
so. Girl, what the birthday plans looking like?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to Cali next week, but shoot, I don't know. I'm going to do some birthday.
Man, you ain't never traveled this late.
Ten man on the road.
My boy done went and got him a whole person.
Man, I'm out there.
That's all right. I love you.
You gonna go to you say, were you going to the marathon?
Y'all close the show out and then we'll have no personal conversation.
Well, people, this has been a good episode. And as always, we are in the jungle. And remember, don't be afraid. They making you bust some good nuts. Hey, give it a try.
Man, why we say here?
All righty.
Go finish it, everybody. Good night.